On the docket today, we delve into the art of mastering legal negotiations, equipping lawyers and law students worldwide with essential strategies to excel in any negotiation setting. Join us as we explore 7 powerful techniques that will enhance your negotiation skills and help you achieve favorable outcomes. From thorough preparation and building rapport to active listening and creating win-win solutions, we cover it all. Learn to manage emotions, recognize deal breakers, and walk away when necessary. This episode is packed with practical tips to handle difficult situations and stay composed under pressure. Stay tuned until the end for a recap of these strategies and discover how you can apply them in your real-world negotiation scenarios. So tune in to elevate your negotiation expertise and pave the way to success in the legal arena. The 4 Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the 4 Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 is in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. 4legalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Introduction. Welcome back to another exciting episode of 4 Legal English, where we dive deep into the world of legal negotiations and equip you with strategies you need to succeed. I'm your host, Timothy Barrett, and in this episode, we're going to explore 7 proven strategies to master legal negotiations. Negotiations are at the heart of the legal profession, and whether you're in a courtroom, boardroom, or conference room, your ability to negotiate effectively can make all the difference in achieving favorable outcomes for your clients. So let's get started. Before we dive into the strategies, let's take a moment to understand the significance of mastering legal negotiations. As legal professionals, negotiations are an integral part of our day-to-day work. Whether you're representing a client in a settlement discussion, navigating complex contract terms, or advocating for a client's rights, your negotiation skills can heavily impact the results. Effective negotiations can lead to win-win solutions, where all parties involved feel satisfied with the outcome. On the other hand, poorly managed negotiations can lead to conflict, disputes, and unsatisfactory agreements. That's why mastering the art of negotiation is essential for any lawyer or law student. In this episode, we'll provide you with 7 powerful strategies to enhance your negotiation skills, giving you the confidence to tackle even the most challenging situations. Each strategy will build upon the other, and by the end of the episode, you'll have a comprehensive toolkit to approach negotiations with skill and finesse. Strategy 1. Preparation is key. In this section, we'll explore the first strategy, preparation is key. When it comes to negotiations, thorough preparation is the cornerstone of success. Before stepping into the negotiation room, it's essential to arm yourself with the right information and a well-defined strategy. Preparation sets the foundation for a successful negotiation. It helps you gain clarity on your objectives, anticipate potential challenges, and navigate the negotiation process with confidence. Take the time to define your goals clearly. What do you hope to achieve through this negotiation? By having a well-defined objective, you can stay focused and avoid unnecessary detours during the negotiation. Identifying your goals and interests is crucial in negotiations. Separate your positions, what you want, from your interests, why you want it. Understanding your underlying interests can lead to creative solutions and win-win outcomes. Consider the potential outcomes of the negotiation. What are the best and worst case scenarios? Understanding the range of possibilities can help you set realistic expectations and adapt your approach accordingly. Negotiations involve multiple parties, each with their interests and objectives. Conducting research on the other party allows you to gain insight into their perspective and motivation. Investigate the other party's background, preferences, and past negotiation history. This information can help you tailor your communication and approach to align with their needs. In conclusion, preparation is the first crucial step towards successful legal negotiations. Define your goals, identify your interests, and thoroughly research the other party to lay a strong foundation for the negotiation process. Remember, with the right strategies and language techniques, you can confidently navigate any legal negotiation. Strategy 2, building rapport and trust. In this section, we'll dive into the next strategy, building rapport and trust. Building a positive relationship with the other party is fundamental in any negotiation. Establishing trust and rapport can pave the way for open communication and mutually beneficial outcomes. Negotiations can be intense and emotionally charged. Establishing a positive relationship with the other party creates a conducive environment for collaboration and problem solving. Be respectful and approachable throughout the negotiation process. Demonstrate genuine interest in the other party's concerns to foster trust in a cooperative atmosphere. Effective communication is key to building rapport and trust. Active listening, empathy, and clear articulation are essential tools in creating a positive negotiation experience. Practice active listening by fully focusing on the other party's words and emotions. Acknowledge their viewpoints and feelings to show that you value their input. Trust is the foundation of successful negotiations. When both parties trust each other, they are more likely to share information openly, explore creative solutions, and reach agreements that benefit all. Be transparent and honest in your communication. Avoid deceptive tactics or hidden agendas, as they can damage trust and hinder the negotiation process. In conclusion, building rapport and trust is a critical strategy in legal negotiations. Establishing a positive relationship and fostering open communication can lead to more fruitful negotiations and mutually beneficial solutions. Remember, with the right techniques, you can confidently navigate any negotiation. Strategy 3, active listening and effective communication. Active listening and effective communication are vital skills in legal negotiations. They enable you to understand the other party's needs, overcome communication barriers, and advocate your position persuasively. Active listening is more than just hearing the other party's words. It involves paying close attention, interpreting nonverbal cues, and empathizing with their perspectives. Demonstrate your engagement by maintaining eye contact and nodding to show your understanding. Reflecting back on their statements also helps to validate their concerns. Communication barriers, such as language differences or cultural nuances, can hinder effective negotiation. Finding common ground and seeking clarification are crucial in overcoming these obstacles. Encourage open dialogue and ask open-ended questions to explore their motivations and interests further. Remain patient and respectful when addressing sensitive issues. The way you articulate your position can influence the negotiation's outcome. Using persuasive language and negotiation tactics can strengthen your arguments. Present clear and logical reasoning to support your stance. Appeal to the other party's interests and demonstrate how your proposals align with their goals. In conclusion, active listening and effective communication are cornerstones of successful negotiations. They enable you to grasp the other party's perspective, overcome barriers, and advocate for your position persuasively. Strategy 4, creating win-win solutions. Win-win negotiations are all about finding solutions that benefit both parties involved. It's not a zero-sum game where one side's gain comes at the expense of the other side. Instead, it's about fostering collaboration and seeking mutual satisfaction. Before we explore the strategies, let's grasp the concept of win-win negotiations and why they are advantageous. In win-win negotiations, both parties work towards shared objectives, emphasizing long-term relationships over short-term gains. This approach fosters trust and enhances the likelihood of future cooperation. This is doubly important when it's a client or a business partner that you want to have future business with. Creativity plays a crucial role in finding win-win solutions. Let's explore some strategies to unlock innovative outcomes. Brainstorming sessions and exploring multiple options can lead to novel ideas that satisfy both parties' interests. Keep an open mind and consider all possibilities before narrowing down the options. Compromise is often viewed as a concession, but it can be a powerful tool in win-win negotiations. Identify areas where you can be flexible without compromising your core interests. Encourage the other party to do the same, promoting a collaborative approach to problem solving. In conclusion, creating win-win solutions is the key to fostering positive relationships and achieving favorable outcomes. Embrace creativity, compromise, and collaboration to pave the way for successful legal negotiations. Before we continue, I'd like to tell you about an exciting opportunity to take your legal English skills to the next level. If you're looking to improve your conversational skills, our Legal English Conversational one-on-one tutoring course is the perfect fit. This personalized course is designed to meet your specific needs and goals, making it an ideal choice for lawyers and law students from around the world. In our Legal English Conversational course, the first lesson is all about you. We'll sit down together and discuss your objectives, your interests, and any specific legal topics you'd like to focus on. By understanding your unique requirements, I can tailor the course to suit your preferences, ensuring a bespoke learning experience. Whether you want to hone your legal negotiation skills or work on any other legal aspect, our one-on-one tutoring allows you to concentrate in areas that matter most to you. With targeted exercises and focused practice, you'll see rapid improvements in your legal conversational abilities. I understand that lawyers have busy schedules, so a Legal English Conversational course offers flexibility and convenience. Lessons can be scheduled to accommodate your time zone and availability, including evenings or weekends. I want to make sure your learning journey fits seamlessly into your life. If you're ready to take your legal English skills to new heights with personalized attention and tailored learning, don't hesitate to join our Legal English Conversational one-on-one tutoring courses with me. Visit our website for Legal English to book your first lesson and embark on a journey of comprehensive language improvement. Strategy 5, managing emotions in difficult situations. Welcome back. In this section, we'll explore an essential aspect of successful negotiations, managing emotions and handling difficult situations with finesse. Emotions in negotiations. Negotiations can be emotionally charged, and it's crucial to recognize the impact of emotions in the process. identifying and understanding your own emotions and those of the other party can significantly influence the negotiation outcome. By acknowledging emotions, you can adapt your communication style and strategies accordingly, leading to more constructive discussions. Dealing with difficult situations. In any negotiation, there may be challenging moments that require tact and resilience. Whether faced with disagreement, tension, or unexpected hurdles, staying focused on the end goal is key. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to assess the situation and consider your responses thoughtfully. Maintaining a composed and level-headed approach can help navigate difficult waters. Your goal should be to remain cool, calm, and collected. Techniques for composure. Negotiating under pressure can be intense, but there are effective techniques to remain calm and collected. Breathing exercises, staying focused in the moment, and visualizing a successful outcome are powerful tools to enhance composure. By incorporating these techniques into your negotiation process, you'll be better equipped to handle challenging situations with grace. Managing emotions and confronting tough scenarios is vital in the world of legal negotiations. As you integrate these strategies into your practice, you'll enhance your ability to achieve favorable outcomes while maintaining professionalism and respect. Strategy 6, knowing when to walk away. Welcome back to the episode on mastering legal negotiations. In this section, we'll dive into an often underestimated strategy, knowing when to walk away from a negotiation. Setting your bottom line. Before entering any negotiation, it's crucial to define your bottom line, the point beyond which you cannot go without jeopardizing your interests. Knowing your limits provides a solid foundation for the negotiation process. Establishing a clear bottom line helps you prioritize your objectives and protects you from making impulsive decisions that may not align with your long-term goals. Identifying deal breakers. In any negotiation, there are deal breakers, non-negotiable terms or conditions that you cannot accept. Recognizing these deal breakers early on is essential to prevent wasting time on negotiations that won't lead to a viable agreement. By identifying deal breakers, you can communicate your red lines to the other party and focus on areas where compromises are possible. The art of walking away. Sometimes walking away from a negotiation is the wisest decision. It's not a sign of failure, but rather a strategic move to protect your interests and seek better opportunities elsewhere. The ability to walk away demonstrates strength and discipline in negotiations. It may also prompt the other party to reconsider their stance and return to the table with more favorable terms. Avoiding unnecessary concessions. During a negotiation, there may be pressure to make concessions to reach an agreement quickly. However, it's essential to weigh the cost of concessions against the potential benefits. Avoiding unnecessary concessions ensures that you secure the best possible deal without compromising your position. Knowing when to walk away is a valuable skill in the art of negotiation. By understanding your bottom line, identifying deal breakers, and recognizing the power of walking away, you can protect your interests and achieve more favorable outcomes. Strategy 7, post-negotiation review and learning. In this section, we'll discuss an often overlooked but essential strategy, the post-negotiation review and learning process. Evaluating the negotiation process. After the dust has settled and the negotiation is complete, taking the time to evaluate the entire process is crucial. Reflecting on what went well and what could have been improved provides valuable insights. A post-negotiation review allows you to identify strengths and weaknesses in your negotiation skills, helping you become a more effective negotiator in the future. Learning from success and failure. Every negotiation, whether successful or not, offers opportunities for learning and growth. Analyzing both successful and unsuccessful outcomes can be highly beneficial. Celebrating your successes reinforces effective strategies, while understanding the reasons behind any failures helps you avoid repeating the same mistakes in future negotiations. Continuous improvement. Negotiation skills are not static. They can and should be continuously improved. Engaging in ongoing learning and development ensures you stay at the top of your game. Seek feedback from colleagues or mentors, attend negotiation workshops, or participate in simulated negotiation exercises to sharpen your skills. Applying lessons learned. The knowledge gained from post-negotiation evaluations and continuous improvement efforts should be effectively applied in future negotiations. Being mindful of the lessons learned ensures you build on your experiences and make informed decisions in future negotiations. The post-negotiation review and learning process is an essential aspect of becoming a proficient negotiator. Evaluating the process, learning from both successes and failures, and continuously improving will undoubtedly lead to better outcomes in your legal negotiations. Throughout this episode, we've explored 7 powerful strategies to enhance your negotiation skills. Let's quickly review the key strategies we discussed. Preparation is key. Thoroughly prepare before entering a negotiation. Identify goals, interests, and possible outcomes, and research the other party's perspective. Building rapport and trust. Establish a positive relationship with the other party. Use effective communication techniques, and understand how trust can lead to more fruitful negotiations. Active listening and effective communication. Engage in active listening to understand the other party's needs and concerns. Overcome communication barriers and articulate your position persuasively. Creating win-win solutions. Aim for win-win negotiations. Find creative and mutually satisfying solutions. And collaborate with the other party for successful outcomes. Managing emotions in difficult situations. Recognize and manage emotions during negotiations. Stay focused in challenging situations and employ techniques to remain cool, calm, and collected under pressure. Knowing when to walk away. Understand your bottom line and deal breakers. Recognize when walking away may be necessary and avoid unnecessary concessions. Post-negotiation review and learning. Evaluate the negotiation process, learn from both successful and unsuccessful negotiations, and strive for continuous improvement. Applying strategies in real-world scenarios. The true test of your negotiation skills lies in real-world situations. I encourage you to apply these strategies in your professional life and witness the positive impact they can have on your negotiations. Whether you're negotiating a contract, mediating a dispute, or seeking a resolution for your clients, these strategies will serve as valuable tools in your negotiation toolkit. As you embark your journey to master legal negotiations, don't forget that Elemental Legal English course is available to support your skill development. This comprehensive course, based on a semester-length university curriculum, provides in-depth guidance on legal English and is designed specifically for non-native English speakers in the legal world. Armed with these powerful negotiation strategies and the valuable knowledge from the Elemental Legal English course, you'll be well-equipped to excel in any negotiation setting. Thank you for joining me in this episode on Mastering Legal Negotiations. I hope you found these strategies insightful and empowering. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The Four Legal English Podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.